KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. Another day, another Nobel Prize for a California scientist. UC Berkeley professor George Smoot is sharing the Nobel Prize in Physics with another scientist in Maryland for work that helped cement the Big Bang theory of how the universe was formed. They used a NASA satellite to observe the universe in its earliest stages, about 380,000 years after it was born. President Bush is campaigning in California today for two Republican congressmen from the Central Valley. Bush is in Stockton this morning with Richard Pombo, then travels to El Dorado Hills, east of Sacramento, for John Doolittle, before heading to Los Angeles for a Republican Party fundraiser. Governor Schwarzenegger will not be meeting with the president, who remains extremely unpopular in California. Attorney General Bill Lockyer is appointing an independent monitor to oversee reforms at the J. Paul Getty Trust in Los Angeles. The move comes after a 14-month investigation into one of the world's richest arts institutions. Lockyer concluded yesterday that Getty officials violated state laws governing nonprofits. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Adolfo Guzman-Lopez reports.
Lockyer said former Getty president Barry Munitz used the nonprofit's funds for private benefit. Lockyer also faulted Getty trustees for approving the purchase of expensive art for departing trustees and travel expenses for Munitz's wife. Munitz resigned earlier this year. Six Getty trustees have also left. Getty spokesman Ron Hartwig doesn't challenge the findings.
The report really brings perspective to the issues that we've been looking at and addressing for much of the past 2 years. And I think the Attorney General report acknowledges the hard work that's been done by the board to change policies and procedures to improve governance and oversight, and that's encouraging.
The Attorney General agreed with Hartwig and noted Munitz's return of $250,000 as one of the reasons no criminal charges will be filed. Lockyer has tapped former State Attorney General John Vandekamp to monitor the Getty's ledgers for the next 2 years. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.
In Washington, D.C. today, the U.S. Supreme Court begins oral arguments for this year's session. The docket includes several significant cases and issues emanating from California courts. One of the most important is Cunningham versus California, which involves a Contra Costa County man who was convicted of sexually abusing his son. Stanford Law Professor Robert Weisberg says the case calls into question California's system for sentencing criminals, in which judges are allowed to impose longer sentences if certain aggravating factors are found.
Lockyer said former Getty president.
Under California law, for most criminal statutes, not for murder, but for most crimes, a judge, upon the defendant's conviction, has a bit of discretion to set a sentence within what's called a triad, which simply means a choice of 3 years, let's say 5, 6, or 7 years. The judge doesn't have a very wide range then, but she does have some range to work with. And under California law, she can pretty much use her discretion by looking at all relevant factors. The question is, does this California scheme violate the extremely important decision the Supreme Court handed down in 2004 in a case called Blakely versus Washington? That case held that under certain circumstances, facts which helped a judge determine a sentence actually are treated as if they were elements of the criminal offense and therefore have to be found by a jury beyond a reasonable doubt. When Blakely was handed down, it wasn't clear whether it was going to apply to California because the range isn't very far and the standards are a little mushy in California, but we will find out whether Blakely is going to require some rewriting of California statutes.
You have written about this case, the Cunningham versus California, as a quiet bombshell. What do you mean by that?
Well, the real bombshell was the Blakely case in 2004. It was indeed a rather esoteric sentencing case based on a rather abstract reading of the Sixth Amendment, and it's not clear that the justices in deciding that or some predecessor cases really were spending much time thinking about the effect of these decisions on the criminal justice system. Rather, they, you know, developed a bit of a bee in their bonnet about a rather esoteric point about Sixth Amendment law. Well, what happened on a huge scale in 2005 was the justices realized, oh my gosh, what we just said in 2004 about one particular state law in Washington state, that was the Blakely case, looks like it invalidates the entire structure of the federal sentencing guidelines authorized by Congress in the 1980s. And in the 2005 case of Booker versus the United States, that's exactly what they held.
Well, another hot-button issue is a case where the justices are going to determine the question of whether doctors can be prosecuted for late-term abortion procedures, a procedure that opponents call partial birth abortion. California, one of several states where judges ruled in favor of the doctors. This, of course, is the first full session for the John Roberts Court. What's the significance of him and his colleagues taking up this case at this particular time?
Well, I'm not an expert on that subject, and it's not really a criminal case, but let's just say that partial birth abortion has been hanging around for a while as a potential issue, and without going into the details of, Roe versus Wade progeny, let's put it this way. There's one thing everybody's waiting to see, and that is to say, what will Justice Kennedy do? So let's just say that on many, many issues, Justice Kennedy effectively becomes the Supreme Court because he will be the swing vote in closely contested cases, and this one in particular.
Justice Anthony Kennedy, of course, and he is from California, from Sacramento, to be specific. What do you think is the significance of his being from California, if anything? In other words, there's a sense that judges who spent time in California may have a different take on the world, more liberal than other parts of the country. Anything to that?
Oh, I think that's exaggerated. He is, after all, a protege of Ronald Reagan. He himself has always been interestingly unpredictable, at least in some cases. For example, people think of him as a so-called strict constructionist conservative. On the other hand, he wrote an incredibly dramatic decision in a case called Texas versus Johnson, striking down a congressional statute forbidding flag desecration. And, of course, he authored some of the most important right of privacy opinions, essentially overturning old restrictions on gay rights. Therefore, he's an interesting and complicated figure. It's hard to say that it involves his coming from California. After all, he's still basically a Reagan conservative. But in any event, somebody who was also thought of as a kind of Western independent conservative, namely Justice O'Connor, has left the court, and there's no subtlety about who has replaced her as the swing vote.
Robert Weisberg, professor of law and director of the Stanford Criminal Justice Center, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, October 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California and the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.